Staley. We want to turn now to the state of South Carolina. That's where authorities say a former NFL player shot and killed five people, including a well-known doctor and his family. He then turned the gun on himself. Tonight, a search for a motive and also questions over whether the impact of concussions may have played a role in this tragedy. News Nation correspondent Tom Nagevin live tonight with this story. Tom.
Right, Rob, you know, Philip Adams played for the 49ers, for the Oakland Raiders, and here in New York for the Jets. Those who knew him, people who followed his career, have those very concerns, some serious questions about what could possibly have led to this.
I think there's been a bad shooting, maybe four people.
Okay, so you think four people have been shot?
It wound up being five. The 911 caller reported hearing about 20 shots, seeing the gunman walking away. Pronounced dead at the scene, 70-year-old Dr. Robert Leslie, his 69-year-old wife Barbara, and two of their grandchildren, 9-year-old Ada and 5-year-old Noah.
We have probably more questions than what you do about this case right now. We are working hard to provide some answers.
An HVAC technician who'd been working at the home, 38-year-old James Lewis, also shot and killed. His co-worker, Robert Shook, shot multiple times, but able to call for help.
And my two technicians are there. One just called me. He can't talk. He's screaming, "I've been shot. I've been shot."
Tonight, Shook is said to be in critical condition after multiple surgeries. Lewis, a single father of three children. His parents speaking to News Nation affiliate WJZY about the loss of their only son.
I keep on thinking I'm going to wake up and this will have all just faded away as a bad dream.
Former NFL player Philip Adams was found dead early this morning of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at his parents' home. They lived near the Leslies, and sources tell the Associated Press the doctor had been treating the 33-year-old former defensive back who'd suffered injuries during his playing career, including two concussions. Social media users noting this is the second time in days that a former NFL player has been linked to a shooting. Ex-Giants and Dolphins wide receiver Travis Rudolph was charged this week with first-degree murder. And there are questions about the role of repeated head trauma, chronic brain injuries, in unexplainable acts of violence.
We have a lot more information to gather as to the why.
Ralph Norman, who represents the Rock Hill area in Congress, says Robert and Barbara Leslie were close friends.
He just was special in so many different ways.
Dr. Leslie, friends say, would have been remarkable for his medical achievements alone, but he was also an author, a weekly columnist for the Charlotte Observer, and a person of very strong faith. A statement tonight from his family. While we know there are no answers that will satisfy the question why, we are sure of one thing. We do not grieve as those without hope. Our hope is found in the promise of Jesus Christ, and we are enveloped by peace that surpasses all understanding.
That said, law enforcement very eager to understand what may have led to this horrible crime. And among the major questions, a big medical one surrounding head trauma, CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. We don't know if Adams suffered from it because league-mandated testing didn't apply to him. He hadn't retired by 2014. Live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.